Barry Hicks, thanks so much for joining us. For those who might not already know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm Barry Hicks. I live in Bridge Settlement, Prescott area. That's the area of War II. I've lived here all my 65 years. I worked for the town for 40 plus years. Heavy equipment operator for 20 years. Then I went into management, superintendent of public works. Worked with many mayors and council at that time. And I know how the municipality works as the old town cycle. This is going to be all new to everybody. So I'm eager to learn and see what we can do with the new town of Denver.
All right. Can you tell us a bit about what kind of factors went into your decision to run for this new council?
The biggest factor was because it's all new. It's the town of Tandemar, and we are going into the town of Tandemar now. We are involved in it. I would like to try to work out the issues that we're going to have. There's going to be many issues I see that, or I feel it's going to be there. So it's going to be growing pains for everybody.
Right.
And I like to see fair taxes.
Okay, I was going to ask you, do you have, you know, can you give us an overview of the issues that you would like to, you know, keep an eye on or bring to light when, you know, if you're elected?
Well, as we all know, our taxes are going to go up when this goes into place, or we're concerned that they're going to go up. And are we going to get any more services? What are we going to get for our tax dollars? Services going to be better? Are they going to be worse? There are so many unknowns with it that I would like to really work on it and see what we can do and make sure that we do get our fair services for our tax dollars.
Now, I did want to ask, like, I have property taxes down as something to ask about. It's in 2023, of course, the province is going to be setting those rates. You know, what kind of things are you going to consider in 2024 and beyond when you're thinking about fairness and taxation? Do you think that, you know, if the rates go up in the new parts of the town, do you think there needs to be an expansion of service, or do you think that, you know, how would you like to see it happen? Would you like to see different rates apply to different areas of the new municipality, or have you given any thought to how it might work fairly?
The way that I see it, there's going to have to be different rates for different services. The ones that are getting the more services are going to have to pay the higher tax rate. The ones that are not getting services, there's going to have to be some way of flat tax rate or something. And then for services that are added, you're going to have to pay more. Because we pay a certain tax rate now, we have certain services. If they add more services, our taxes are going to go up. So,
right.
There's going to be different tiers of tax rate, to my opinion, but that'll have to be worked on and dealt with the whole council, and everybody's going to have to work as a team to figure it out.
Okay. Wanted to ask you a bit about Ward 2 specifically. You know, it's such a large area. Can you talk a bit about what some of the challenges will be for Ward 2 as the amalgamation takes shape? Do you think, you know, there's going to be issues in representation or anything like that?
Everybody's going to be represented. Somebody's going to have to represent us and work for the citizens of Ward 2, what they want, their concerns, and take it to the mayor and council and try to get it resolved, get our issues dealt with. And there will be growing pains, that's for sure, because Ward 2 is a big ward, as Michigan is, and the other wards are also. There's bound to be issues. There's going to be growing pains, that's for sure.
There's one other issue I have down here to ask about, and that is planning. So Ward 2 has a number of rock quarries and a lot of forested land, resource lands. What kind of role do you think the municipality should play in terms of regulating what happens to those lands in terms of, you know, either a municipal or regional plan? What would you like to see happen there?
I think the municipality, as of right now, as far as quarries go, rock quarries, the provincial government looks after the rock quarries, the regulations on them. And I think if that doesn't turn over to the town, that the town has to lobby the provincial government to change the regulations. I live in Ward 2 where there's three different quarries right handy to where I live, and every time they notify me they're going to blast, I worry about my well, as everybody does in the vicinity. I think there's going to be better regulations on where the quarries are, how far away they are from dwellings, wells. They're too close now. These ones are grandfathered in. I'm sure there's nothing can be done about these, but any new quarry that opens has to be a substantial distance from any dwelling or any people with wells, because there is potential damage for the drilling and blasting and the trucking and everything. So.
Okay, so you are looking to for the municipality to take over some of that responsibility there from the provincial government.
If the municipality does not take it over, then they got to lobby the provincial government to put better regulations on where they're letting the quarries open and the regulations on how far away they have to be from dwellings. There's going to be better regulations on them.
I have been asking people to give me their best and their worst of this new amalgamated town of Tantramar. What is the thing you're most looking forward to about this new municipality, and what is the, you know, has the most potential for something good to happen, and what's going to be the most challenging or sort of maybe the worst thing that you think might come out of this?
The most challenging is getting this working right. It's a very large area. How much is the town going to have to do? How much is DOT going to do? The town has a very good qualified staff for managing and maintaining the old town cycle. Do they need to hire more on to look after the rest of this? Do they need more equipment? That's going to be a huge challenge for them. It's a lot of area to take in if the town of Tantramar turns everything over to public works and everything, the infrastructure and everything. There's a lot to look after. That's going to be a challenge to funding for buying new equipment, hiring more staff.
Right. The town will have to grow a lot is what you're saying there, or like the town staff ways.
The staff is going to have to grow a lot if they're going to manage everything. The equipment's going to have to, their fleet's going to have to be a lot larger. They can maintain what they have now, but if they add a whole bunch on, then it's going to be hard. They're going to have to add more staff and personnel, or more staff and equipment. Probably the worst thing that's going to come of this is the growing pains of getting everything organized. I feel within the next few years, it's going to take some time to get everything functioning properly so everybody knows what they have to do and buy into it.
Is there a silver lining or something, you know, positive that you're looking forward to from this new town?
From this new town, they're going to have much bigger areas, so the funding from the government, they should be able to get more funding. And they're going to have more tax dollars, but it's going to cost many more tax dollars to maintain it also.
Right, so the jury's kind of, it sounds like the jury's out for you on what the silver lining is here.
Yeah, once the growing pains are done, then we'll know what the silver lining is. So, but it is going to be a big down of Tantramar. It's a big area.
Yeah. So you're thinking at least a couple years of figuring this out before we know what good can come of it.
I feel it will be probably a couple of years, yes.
Okay. All right, Barry, that's my questions. Is there anything else that you would like residents in Ward 2, in particular to know?
No, it's just if I do get elected, I will be here to listen to the concerns and take them to Mayor and Council. And I would encourage everybody to get out and vote. That's the only way you're going to have your say, is get out and vote.
All right. Well, many thanks for your time today, Barry. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, America.